never shook in the air. What he thinks about my mind and body. All the while I really can't blame you. We don't have a single thing in common. I left my patience back at 30th Street Station. I got 1,000 miles on my next life. Everybody think they own a piece of me. If you want a little taste, you can bite it. Said I'm on stage and you're thinking about other guys in front of me. I can see it in your eyes, baby girl, don't lie to me. He has a whole world and then some in the palm of his hand. I'm jealous, I'm trashy for a b**** and I'll quit being jealous. Pretty boy said I was just a flash in the pan. I could take a flaw if I can't take a man. I know how bad you wanna scream my name. They must be bugging if they don't know.
Hello, hello everyone. This is Constantine, not Kim, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here with Daniel. This is Post Adolescence Glow. Kim is not here this week. I guess I said that already. So Daniel and I are going to be stepping up and doing some hosting ourselves. For those who don't know, we're usually sort of in the background doing tech and other stuff. But yeah, super excited for the show. I'm going to pass it over to Daniel in Studio B.
All right. Hello. Thank you, Constantine. So like Constantine said, we are going to be doing hosting for today, and we're really excited, have a great group here. So do you want to just do a quick introduction for everybody in the band, and then we can just hop right into music?
Hello, my name is Izzy Savitas, and then on drums we have Abigail Marcel, and then on guitar we have Tage Garvin.
Great, yeah, so whenever you're ready.
All right. I got this chalk standing on random sidewalk where babies smock. They're calling me detective. What shape is my body laying on the concrete? Where's the line? In one hand a tree, in the other That song is called Town. And then we're going to play another song called My Phone, but with an F. I'm in the back, my eyeballs a wreck, but I can't pull them away. You're brilliant, a blue light siren singing at your sleigh. This next one, both these songs are out, actually. They're my two most recent songs, and then I got another one. This one is called Pavlov, and this one's also out. All my songs used to not be out, but they're out now. Testing the barbed wire to see how sharp it really is. Just walk along that fence. Don't trust your twisted science. I try not to speak out for fear of being too loud. I don't know where it came from. I used to be so out of my shell. Your thunder, your rock and roll concert against my once sensitive eardrums. Train me for cacophony so when you leave I'm ringing. Oh, 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 oh. My sweet baby Pavlov, total genius, no doubt. played. That was Pavlov. And now I'm going to do a couple like little short little songs that I made over the summer. This one is called Computer Song because I haven't made a title for it yet. Sometimes I ask my computer a question I know it can't answer, or I go to try to find a new item from my empty refrigerator, open and shut it and walk away. Come back and open it and be disappointed, pacing around like I'm meditating, but really I'm just pacing. Sometimes I ask my computer question I know it can't answer. It's how I imagine prayer. Got this other one. This one I'm gonna play with Tage. This one's called Giddy. Perhaps it's the dopamine, but I'm addicted to hoping that the lava stays flowing from the mouths of good people down onto the houses of terror and evil. And we melt it all down, but I keep on scrolling for more information, though it hurts my psyche, damages my attention. But I keep on writing, replacing the laughter with the love song to this something that's gonna happen. And I'm giddy, and I'm giddy. Shed a tear over your pain. These heroes in your mind that you've ingrained will never shed a tear over your pain. Thank you.
very much. I really like that one. Excited to ask you some questions, but first I'm going to hand it over to Constantine to read a quick PSA for us.
All right.
Before that, I just wanted to say that one was like, it sounded like you guys were like one instrument. Like,
hell yeah.
You were so like, you know, locked in with each other.
We've been playing that one at like duo gigs.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to read a quick PSA. Required by the FCC. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That's one of my favorite PSAs.
This is a new one, because there's always been the dried fruit PSA, which has kind of been here forever, and that one's like a staple. Like, if you look in the PSA binder, that one's like by far the most torn up out of like all the pages. But this one seems new.
It's also, there's more nutrients in fresh fruit, too, by the way.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's true. I was wondering how everyone in the band met.
We met, like, okay, so me and Abigail, we met pretty early on. Like, it was your second semester.
Third
semester, okay. So it was like, the summer of after my freshman year. And actually, there was this, like, crazy guitar professor named Defuse, and he introduced us, actually, because she was in an ensemble and he wanted her to like play like more complex stuff than what was in the ensemble, and then we started jamming and then we became friends.
Oh yeah.
And then Tage, we met in Spain because we were studying abroad, and we were like the only guitar player and bass player there, pretty much. There was like 3 bass players and 3 guitar players. So, like, we played in every band. We were in, like, 5 bands together. And we still are. But then now we're, like, got this little trio thing going on.
Gotcha. What other... And this is at Berkeley, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What other bands are y'all in? Like, what other kind of music? Any different genres, maybe?
We got Melanie's band.
Can you talk into the drum mics? Will it pick it up?
Yeah.
It will, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing, Abigail?
Well, the 3 of us together are also in another band.
That's true. All 3 of us are in a different band as well.
Yeah.
Melanie Sanchez. It's like crazy, awesome Latin pop, fusion, jazz.
And all of the above.
All the above. Tage does like a lot of neo-soul R&B stuff. I play in just like a lot of singer-songwriters. So... I think we all do. We all,
yeah.
Like...
Well, I am a singer-songwriter myself.
Well, yeah, you're a singer-songwriter.
I got my own project going.
Abigail's got her project going. Go check out her project.
Do that. Hell yeah. Abigail, all caps.
Woo!
Awesome. Yeah, also, feel like your lyrics are very colorful. I was really into them. What's the... is there like a process to writing lyrics? Where do you start with like images, or are you starting with like... how does it happen?
Some of my earlier songs, I would write them all at once. I would just be, you know, in a certain state, and I would just be sitting there and feeling a lot of things, and I would just, like, write a bunch of gibberish. But then I was like, no, this means something. And then I would usually write it in my DAW. Like, I would be in whatever DAW I was using, and I would just like put the drums, and I would just start with one thing. I never would like write a song all at once, but now it's like even more extreme, I would say. Like, I'll think like a really deep, edgy thought as I'm walking down the street, and I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. And then I put it in my notes app, and then 4 months later I'm like looking for deep, edgy thoughts to put in lyrics, and then I like scroll through my notes app, because I'll write a chord progression, or I'll write a lyric, and then I just go through and I like mix and match them, and sometimes there's like certain combos and I'm like, yes, this is a song, and then I make the whole song in like 16-hour stretch.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I know we have a few more questions, but we were thinking maybe we save them for the end, and you can. We'd love to hear some more stuff. So yeah.
Sick. Thank you. Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. This one is called SpongeBob, and we're gonna do a special little live version of it. My stomach is angry right now. As I age more, my truth come that I crossed a line and I'm trapped in its dimension, and I still look up through the reflection of the pond in the forest, watch the kids laughing. Watch them through my screen and wonder what they think and if they also feel like their stomachs implode with the pressure of living up to their own expectations. If they have imaginations, if they see the sunlight, oh. That one was called SpongeBob, and it's out on all platforms, except that one is, like, really a lot weirder in the recording, so. Now, next, oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to do, like, a dramatic little, like... Thank you.
taken alone.
Thank you. Oh, I got him on.
There you go. That was awesome. That was really cool.
Thanks.
I'm sort of wondering, like, is it hard to play bass and sing? Because I feel like those are two instruments that, like, or I guess, you know, voice, instrument, non-instrument, like, whatever. But, like, you know, I just feel like they often have, like, contrasting, like, you know, the bass line and, like, the vocal melody will sometimes, like, be different.
I mean, for me, I personally find playing piano harder.
Okay, yeah.
Because, yeah, I don't know, it's like, I also play drums, so I'm kind of used, I mean, it is hard, like, I'm not gonna lie, but I spent years during COVID,
yeah.
I really, like, I had literally nothing else to do, and I wanted to, like, be cool in high school, like, I wanted people to like me, so I would just, like, learn these, like, rock songs and learn how to sing them and play them, and they were not that hard,
yeah.
But I just always had, I just, like, wanted to do, like, push myself and do, like, the most challenging thing I could do. And so I would just find these songs that have, like, a crazy bass line, and I would be, like, try to learn the vocals over them. But then I would sacrifice the quality of the vocals. So I it took me until, like, this summer to actually realize that I need to, like, practice singing.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. Because I was just, like, I was listening, and I was thinking, like, you sound like, it sounds like there's someone playing bass and there's someone singing. And they're, like, they're two different people, you know?
Thanks.
So I feel like you've done really well with that. Like, I'm very impressed.
I appreciate that. I've been working really hard on it.
Yeah. What, you want to talk about your bass? That thing looks, like, really cool.
Oh, yeah. I have, this is, like, an Ibanez BTB-1606. Shout out.
Very cool.
It's like a rare Ibanez, kind of. They're really hard to find, but during COVID, I didn't have, like, a bass, a six string, so I saved up to buy one. And I bought it off Reverb, which is like an online store, and I honestly got so lucky because this is to this day like the best bass I've ever played. And I don't know, like, I just, that was like pure luck that it arrived and it was like exactly what I wanted.
That's so cool.
But yeah, it's like my only bass, and it's like a, I don't know, I feel like it has this kind of deja vu, like forgettable quality about it, because everybody's always asking me like, oh my God, did you get a new bass? And I'm like, no, I've literally only had one bass for like 6 years. I never have another bass.
That's so funny. One of my friends like grew a mustache a year ago, and everyone was convinced he'd had a mustache for like 2 years before that, after he did.
It's like the Mandela effect.
Yeah, no, literally. Is that like, okay, so for those who can't see it, it's like, it looks like it's sort of made of wood. Is that wood that's just like unpainted, or like,
yeah,
what's the...
Yeah, it's a nine piece
wow
wood thing. So it has five different types of wood, and then it the top of it has like a poplar burl, which is like basically just means the top of it is a different type of wood that is like they do it just for the look of it.
Yeah.
And it has like a lot of like people with trichodilum, or what's the thing where people don't like holes? They're like afraid of like little holes.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I'm not sure what it's called.
Yeah, they would not like this bass.
Yeah. Does it? Yeah.
That's, it has like a million little holes in it.
Yeah. What kind of music do you listen to? I was also wondering. Like, do you have any like favorite artists?
I listen to a lot of really different artists. Like, I mean, things like what I'm listening to right now. I mean, okay, my favorite band of all time is this band called Mama Larky, they're from like LA, but also from Atlanta. And they're really incredible. I recommend everything. Everything they have is awesome.
I'm going to listen to them more, because I've heard that name thrown around, and
really?
I've never really like, yeah, I haven't like listened to them that much. So I'm totally gonna listen.
I never find people that know them. So it's like, it's so awesome when I see someone that knows.
Yeah.
There's also a songwriter named Caroline Rose, who is like my favorite. Like, they made an album called The Art of Forgetting, and it's my favorite album ever.
Very cool.
But other than that, I like, my inspirations are like Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Fiona Apple,
cool.
Radiohead, also
I love Radiohead.
System of a Down. I love
yeah.
Radiohead too. System of a Down. I also really like reggae, and I really like flamenco.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, just like a lot of things that are not alike at all.
Did you pick up the flamenco in Spain? Because I know you said
yeah,
you were abroad there.
I kind of got down bad with it. Like, nobody else cared. Like, I was there, everybody wanted to party, and I was just, like, sitting there studying flamenco the whole time because I never heard it before I went to Spain, and I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, so I also studied abroad in Spain.
Really?
Yeah, last year.
Oh, hell yeah. Same.
Okay, oh, cool. All right, so wait, you go to Berkeley, right?
Yeah.
So you're a senior?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior, okay, awesome. Yeah, like, I also hadn't heard... Well, I guess I'd heard a little bit of flamenco, but, like, I remember, like, being in Spain and, like, going to, like, one of those, like, flamenco clubs for the first time, and I was like, whoa, this is, like, a totally different way that, like to think about music than, like, the way that I normally think about it. So I also thought it was really cool.
Dude, yeah. I mean, I played in flamenco ensembles, and that was really
oh, cool.
where I learned to love it, but when I actually went and saw it, it was, like, the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Also, David, our videographer, is literally from Spain.
Oh, what? No way. That's so cool.
But yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. Do you have any other music? Or it's okay if not, we can also like...
No, we got one more song, actually.
All right.
We've got one more. This one is going to be fun because I can't swear. So
you gotta come up with words to
I'm
put
gonna
in
try
place.
Really hard. I'm gonna do my best effort. All right guys. All right, boys.
Ice cream, but don't look in the freezer. Thought it was a cake, but it was just a dead doggy. Yeah. Yeah, it's messed up. Yeah, it's messed up. Yeah, it's messed up. Yeah, it's messed up.
I didn't hear anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nothing happened.
That was awesome.
I got too into it. My bad.
No, that was cool. That was like, you were singing loud. I was like not, you know, not in a bad way from our perspective,
okay,
as
cool.
engineers. I just mean like, I was like, wow, like, you know, like. You sound like you're right up on the mic, and then I'd like look out the window and you're like 2 feet away from
I was trying really hard to just imagine.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the headphones on.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I was trying really hard this whole time. I was like, I don't want to be clipping it.
No, you didn't clip it. You
okay,
didn't come
cool.
close. Yeah, no, it was great. Yeah, cool. I mean, I guess we'll start wrapping it up. Yeah. So I noticed you have because I went to, you know, put your name in, because we have to log the music that we play. And I noticed that a lot of the stuff has been released, which you talked about a bit. Do you have anything else coming out soon, or do you have any, like, shows that you want to promo?
Like, at the moment, I mean, I have a lot of stuff that I'm going to release, but I haven't put the exact date yet.
Yeah.
If you want to follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, plug it.
Plug the Instagram, Izzy Savitas. I will let you know when the music comes out. And right now I have a million shows, but none of them are my own music currently. So Yeah, I also, if you follow me on Instagram, I'll... Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, if you ever want to send something over to the PAG Instagram, we're happy to repost it.
Oh,
and,
awesome.
Yeah, do some promo on your behalf.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Cool. Do you have any last thoughts? Do you want
to get in studio? Well, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
This was something that I was, dreaming of doing when... You guys, I think you used to do it less frequently.
Yeah, well, we took a break in the fall, but before that we were doing it I guess Kim did it over the summer. So, yeah, okay. So I guess we took a break in the fall, and then we also took a break in the spring because we were abroad. So it has been pretty infrequent.
Yeah, I just remember seeing other people from Berkeley doing it. I was like, man, one day I wish I could do that. And then so I was so stoked that you guys were down to have me.
That's awesome. Yeah, your music is sick. I was in there with you and you guys were warming up and it was this is awesome. I'm really excited. And then you didn't disappoint, obviously. So
thank you so much. Yeah, I'm really happy that I have my band right now. They're so good. And I feel we mesh so well musically.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I'm just I was this is perfect because I just wanted something to be recorded, some evidence that we played together, because every show that I've done, for some reason, the video or the audio was always lost. And so no evidence of any shows that I've done.
Okay, well, hopefully this time we'll get you both the video and the audio. I know we'll get you the audio because it's recorded automatically by the station or whatever, and then we can send you the link to download it.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you for having me again.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming. I'm going to pass it back to Daniel, I guess.
All right.
He can sort of close us out, and I'm going to go get ready to switch it.
Yeah, so Constantine is going to go switch it back to scheduled programming, but thanks so much for coming in. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And yeah, we will see you next Friday with, I don't know the band, but we're excited. So yeah, we'll see you then.
This is Constantine from Studio A. We actually won't see you next Friday because it's spring break, and we won't see you the Friday after that because it's also spring break, but we'll see you in 3 weeks. And I also don't know the band, but we're excited to have them. Yeah, that's about it. Take care.
Sky is low. Gather up, it's hard. let's get it on. Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and a dollar bill stems.